Hello again, I'm recording in the bathroom again because I think there's a collared dove at the back here. I haven't found my Sony microphone yet. Finding that has turned into a bit of a mission. I can't remember for the life of me where it last was when I last used it. So, I haven't found that yet. And that's some people outside randomly doing something, I don't know what. But I'm hoping that this collared dove will start up again in a minute. I never actually finished describing the false text, so I'll finish doing that while this is recording, but I'll shut up. If I hear the collared dove, I'll just shut up and let you hear it. So if you're holding the phone portrait, there's a big sticky out bulgy bit at the bottom, at the back, and that is where the two AAA batteries go. On the top left, as I said, there's the audio output volume. Below that is the line in / mic in. No, there isn't. Hang on. No, below that is the tripod / grip handle hole. Then below that is the line in / microphone in input plug thingy. Below that there's a USB connector. I think it's for a mini USB, but I'm not totally sure. And apparently you can upgrade the firmware on this thing, but I haven't investigated that yet. And then below that, right at the bottom left, is the headphone socket for monitoring. And I've got that my earphones plugged in now, but because I'm holding it landscape, that's actually at the bottom right, because the home button is on the right hand side. That was somebody outside, by the way. So the right hand side, or the top, if you're holding it landscape, you've got the if you're using the provided mics, you've got the left mic plugged into the socket that would be at the top if your phone's portrait. Then there's a slot thing which I believe you can put a flash on if you're videoing. I think that's what it's for. And then below that, or to the right if it's landscape like it is at the moment, is the right hand microphone. And if I move that round a bit, then there's the volume for the input, and that seems to be more flexible than on the Tascam. And there are four little LED lights, I think they're all LED lights, little thing, tiny things sticking up slightly. Yeah, I can see some light coming from there, but it's still dusk, so, and also my light perception's not good enough, that they're that close together, my light perception isn't good enough to sort of see them separately. I just see them because they're all really near each other as like one little light sort of thing. Yeah. So, anyway, the collared dove didn't end up cooing again, did it? And at the bottom, or on the right if you're holding it landscape, in the middle is the other tripod mount. And like I say, I haven't really investigated vertical mounting of this thing at the moment, but that's a bit more extensive description for you in bathroom acoustics again, because like I say, I thought this collared dove was out the back here, but as always happens, you switch on the recorder and guess what, it stopped. So you can probably hear the wind out there. That's pretty noisy. And let's see how much time we've got left on this. Oh, 22 seconds, so I think I've fitted everything pretty much into the time quite well. So I hope this has described it even better. It's a bit of a heavy thing. Not as portable as the Tascam, but still very nice. Goodbye.